Okay, the committee is back reconvening in public, and there's going to be action taken on a subject discussed. The action that we are seeking tonight is action on our part-time clerical employee, Maria Nakarada, who has been an outstanding employee, and she is in good standings with the Township of Lebanon. However, at this time, we feel that the workload that we have for Maria is diminished significantly, and we are putting a date of her final day of work as of 1/19/22, which will be subject to further reviews. I'll need a motion on that.
I'll make that motion as stated.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Abstain.
Thank you. And now yours.
So, back to Mike Schmidt. The other item of business is a discussion of the business administrator position. We updated ourselves on our contract with Tewksbury for our current shared administrator. And the business that I would like to propose here is to keep our options open, not making a decision of whether we hire a replacement business administrator or not, but to find out what our choices are, would be to advertise for a business administrator position. The committee's been provided with a draft ad that normally is run in the League of Municipalities website. That seems to be the place where any available candidate would look for it. So the proposed action would be to run this ad and see what kind of responses we get. The ad is that you have in front of you, you've had for some days, is meant to be very vague. Part-time, full-time, see what we get. I mean, you know, I think.
Well, I feel like I've been kicked in the teeth. You know, you knew my feeling that I really don't think we need an administrator, and here now we're putting an ad in the paper. What? But the last time I was here, Mark might have been on the fence. Guy wasn't sure. He understood both arguments. And here all of a sudden we're putting an advertisement in there. I just feel like, you know, my position, and
this doesn't obligate us to hire anything. We don't know what we're talking about.
Put it in.
It's putting a worm out in a fishing pole to see what we can get.
Yeah.
That's the way I would look at it. I mean, yeah. that doesn't mean we're making a decision that we're going to hire an administrator. We may end up getting nobody. We might get a bunch of people that we have absolutely no interest in. Then again,
well, my position has been that I don't feel that we even need one. You know, no. I've discussed that before, that I think we have a superior group of people that are behind us right now, and I don't understand why we're even going into it or putting an ad out right now, not knowing what Tewksbury's even doing, who we're still in contract with.
Well,
you know, we said the 15th we were going to send a letter to them. I don't know why we're sending this out at this time.
I think to have our options available.
Hmm?
To keep our options available. I think
it's like having a bullpen in a baseball game. You want to have somebody warmed up just in case.
Yeah.
That's how I would look at it.
Okay. Well, all right.
Sir.
Yeah, I mean, I think it doesn't hurt us to see what's out there. It's going to be weeks before we get anything back. And like I said, I am on the fence as far as what it is, but I'd like to see if there's things that, you know, we don't get anything back that seems desirable, and Tewksbury doesn't do anything.
I just feel like
we don't know what's there.
In a way, like Mark and Guy and I are on the fence. We don't know. You guys, you really want somebody part time or full?
I would ask you not to put words in my mouth.
No, you just said the ad says part time or full. You wrote the ad for a part time.
You said I really want something. I want to see what's out in the market.
All right.
I think we should each speak our own opinion.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. But the thing is that I would suggest we create a subcommittee to kind of study. You know what it is? We don't have water utilities here. We don't have. You know, it's just like when you look at, like, Clinton, for example. There's a lot going on over there that we don't have going on here.
That, if I can interrupt for a second, we're going to be facing this problem very shortly. So, to me, if you put that in the paper, it's trying to find out what is out there. And we may ultimately decide we don't want to do this in terms of hiring somebody. We might find out that staff is capable of doing it. But to not put it out, I think, given the situation that we know we're going to be in somewhat of a bind, I would say go ahead and put that. Well, we have an administrator that was hired, correct?
That's leaving.
That's leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, leaving at this point, so...
Doesn't mean we need to replace them, though,
no, but there's nothing wrong with...
What you said, a bind, though. I don't understand what a bind is.
Well, I look at that as a possibility of opening up what we can do. That's one of the things we do. The other thing we could do would be do it in staff. I'm not saying I'm going to agree with this. If we get five people and all of them we don't even want to look at...
Don't you think that there should be a subcommittee put together to see if this township really even needs... Well, an administrator, secondly?
Well, I would say if we go out and get applications, then we know what's out there as skill set for people who apply, and then we can see it. Are these, you know, we tend to seem to want to work more as a committee than a subcommittee in some of these things of this importance. So is it, you know, to review them and go, is this that person even worth the value, or is it worth, you know, if a person applies, it only has...
we put an advertisement out there. Mm-hmm. The whole committee interviews them.
Well,
right?
We get a resume. Okay,
so, is that what the procedure is?
Well, I mean, we get resumes.
I think we can see. If we get 40 resumes, we set up a subcommittee. If we get four, we do it as a...
Yeah, but then you're getting a subcommittee to hire the person? That's what it sounds like. You're jumping ahead.
If we get 40 resumes, we might set up a subcommittee to screen it down.
Screen it down for what,
whatever number the committee directs.
To hire the person? That's the thing. You're not screening the position down. You're screening the resumes.
How much does that cost to put in the magazine?
A few hundred dollars, I think.
I think 200.
200 something.
How long will it be in there for?
Isn't it? Yeah, it's 30 days is their standard. I don't think you can do shorter. I think even if you fill the job, they run it for 30 days.
I'd like to have the option.
That's
I think $200.
I mean, to have the option.
I'm thinking more about the people coming up and interviewing when they're really.
Well, I'm not even saying we get to that point.
We don't know that.
I'd say we get to the point. Let's see
that.
As a resume.
We don't know if there's going to be positions.
Well, that's what
there
I'm
might
saying.
Be.
It's like you're going to interview them, and they're going to say, "Well, when will I hear from you?"
Well, we may decide that we, because of the people that apply, that they might want to look at those people. There might be a position. I mean, you can't. I don't.
And I get resumes Matt, all the time, but that doesn't dictate that I have to call them back or even interview them. You know, so we're putting it out there. We're getting resumes. We can decide.
Where
hey,
will the resumes be sent to? The township?
It's
the clerk.
Okay.
So, I mean, we get them. We look over them. If none of these people seem interesting to us, okay, we move on, you know, and maybe we readdress it in 6 months and put it out there in 6 months and see if there's different people on the market. But right now, let's see what's out there, see what the options are. If it's something that we feel is going, you know, a person that has experience in an area that we might discuss and say, hey, yeah, that makes sense, or no. I mean, I'm on the fence either way right now because of, you know, where we are at, but I'm not opposed 100% at this point. But until I know what's out there, I can't say we definitely need one or not, you know.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah. So any further discussion or a motion to advertise?
I would make a motion to advertise for the administrator's position, as indicated, in the League of Municipalities magazine, brochure, website.
Is there a second?
Tell what era I come from.
Magazine.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe there's no need for an administrator in this township. I believe we have a senior staff here that can handle it, from the chief, DPW supervisor, and our clerk, long time, as well as the other members of our planning and so forth and so on. I believe that the administrator takes too much away from the township concept. I'm a no.
I'm a yes.
I think it's putting the cart before the horse, and I think what's going to end up happening is it's going to end up creating a position that we might not even get a chance to review whether we need the position, so I'm a no.
Yes. So we'll run the ad for the next available opportunity. Having no other business before the committee, is there a motion to adjourn?
So a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 I got to get used to the fall.
Yeah. Once you get used to it, then something will switch, and then you'll be in the wrong spot again.
That could be.
That's not what happens. I don't know if you stayed outside.
Done?
Yeah, thanks.
Who was the administrator in Tewksbury that was there a long time?